Valeu. Apanhei.
Hey guys, and welcome to the Kingpin of Pop Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Kingpin, aka Mr. Carry On, and I'm here with my buddy, Mr. Peter.
Hey guys, Happy New Year.
Oh, Happy New Year to everybody. Well, I post this on Tuesday, so it's already... Well, it's still a new year, so Happy New Year.
You want to start it over?
No, this is good.
Okay.
So, initially, we were going to... review both Wonder Woman 84 and Tenet, but we just have so much to talk about in Wonder Woman 84. So, let's start with the positive first, okay? Before we destroy the movie. So.
You really have to think about the positive, don't you?
See, it was an okay story.
You can't even say it right.
Because, like, bro, like there wasn't even much from the 80s, like, anyway, like, yes. To start with.
Exactly.
And then what else? Like, the whole story was bad, but I feel bad for the actors were doing, like, they did good with what they got.
Exactly.
Because...
The positive, Gal Gadot, Chris Pine, Kristen Wiig, you know, Linda Carter, especially thing that she did at the end towards, the credits and everything.
Oh, spoilers.
The spoilers. Yeah. So, that's true. Guys, there's a lot of spoilers here. Well, if you clicked on this... And
you know.
You know there's going to be spoilers.
But,
go ahead.
What's his name? What's the dude's name? The villain?
The villain? Pedro Pascal? The guy that plays... What? Maxwell Lord.
Yeah. The guy that played the Mandalorian.
Yeah, Maxwell Lord. Pedro Pascal.
Pedro Pascal, yes.
He was a good actor.
Yeah, they're all, like,
all
good.
Of them.
They just
You're had right.
trash to work with. Yeah, and the dialogue was good. Well, was good with what the story was, was about.
Yeah, this particular movie, the actors were excellent. The movie itself was not good. But the actors have no fault in this.
No.
At all. They're all good. You know. And Gal Gadot is perfect for this role.
Yeah,
perfect.
And I thought the lines were fine. Like, script-wise, it was fine. But, bro, okay, so let's start with that stone. Do you know what it's called? The stone that it was all about?
Yeah, the wishing stone.
The wishing stone. Bro. Yo, I was laughing throughout the movie, and we're, like, not even supposed to. Because when you make a wish in the stone, it makes wind.
Yes. And nobody notices that. In a closed space, wind hits you in the face, and it's like nothing.
When I watched it a second time, when Wonder Woman, when she made the wish, I was laughing. She's like, I do. And then... her hair is moving, like, oh. Yeah,
where did she think the wind came from? I mean, this is like a museum. This is like a lab.
It's an airtight facility.
Exactly.
Wouldn't no you be windows. Like,
wait a minute. I'll be like, wait a minute. Where that came from? I mean.
Bro, but this was lazy. The laziest writing.
Extremely.
Like, oh, my God.
Extremely lazy.
And then they just ignore what they said. Like, so basically the story of the stone is you make a wish, but it takes something from you, right?
Yeah, that's the monkey paw legend, you know, that, you know, there is actually movies about that.
Yeah.
That you make a wish, but it takes something from you. I mean, it's not or the Wishmaster, those movies that came out in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, okay, it grants you a wish, but it doesn't turn out to be the right thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, they went in a route that is, come on. I mean, like, so lazy.
Yeah. Then, like, they used Cheetah as a pawn. Just a pawn.
Oh, my God. They could have used her so much better.
And you know, the way she got her powers is so... Oh, my God. So, you in the stone, you're only supposed to get one wish. That was the rule. One wish.
She got two wish.
He's like, I'm feeling generous. What wish do you want? I'll give you another one.
Exactly. That's not in the plane. When they were in the plane.
Bro. Like, I was like, wait a second. I'm confused. I had to go back and see to make sure. Wait. I want to be sure I heard that right.
Okay, let's go to the beginning. The first act.
Okay.
With the, she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. What is that all about? Okay. I understand. Okay. She gets mad because she cheated and she didn't get to win. But she's a little girl and every other person there are complete grown-ups. And she's upset. So, like, what does that have to do with even with the whole movie?
Yeah.
And she's saying, you know, that thing about truth. So all of it is about truth.
It was hollow writing, like, so...
It makes no sense. That part did not... Okay, it was a nice part. It was a cool part.
It only made sense, like, right in the end.
And like, even then!
But in between, it is like... Like, it has nothing to do with what's going on.
But what truth? That's the thing. What truth?
That he's gone. Her boyfriend is gone.
Yeah, but it doesn't really match the beginning.
Yeah.
The beginning really has nothing to do with the basic.
Like, it totally ignored it.
The only thing that we can see from the beginning is the armor. Mm-hmm. You know, the armor of the soldier, you know, the gold armor.
Yeah.
That's the only relevant thing about the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that was unnecessary, too, because...
Yeah, and that was only showed, like, well, she put on the armor, but...
Exactly, but that doesn't...
We didn't need it. We really didn't need the intro.
Yeah, because the...
Because she could have just showed the armor. Like, she would have... She probably had it in her closet or something and just showed it.
Yeah, but also in the comics and everything, the, you know, I don't recall the armor, you know, even being a thing.
No, this was in the new comics, in the New 52.
Exactly, but it's not Wonder Woman, yeah. Especially in 1984. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not... that, you know, but the beginning did not do justice. Mm-mm. You know, to the movie. And one thing that I'm sorry to say to the audience and everything, the CGI is not that good.
Yeah,
when she's landing, when she's moving around with the whip, when all that stuff is too
when she was running
it's too stringy. Mm-hmm. It's too... You think that... Oh, my God, when she's running, that thing is crazy. Oh, my God.
It looks like she's, like, running slow.
Exactly.
But fast. Well, we're supposed to think it's fast.
It looks like there is a treadmill right next to the of the thing, and she's running on it while she's running on the street. You know? And when she's, you know, flying around in the mall... Mm-hmm. It looks like, not for nothing, but it looks like strings. And it has the same movements of like a show in the circus.
And you know what sucks is that they have to make sure that it's canon to Batman vs Superman, because remember when there's no other pictures of her except from like World War One, right?
Yes, yes.
So that's why she broke the cameras when she was in the mall, when she was like. Trying to capture whoever was stealing inside the jewelry store.
Exactly.
And then somehow there's no more cameras throughout the movie.
Exactly. And it's like, this is so secret. This is so secret.
Remember Batman vs Superman?
Yeah, that's another movie that, you know, I mean, they shouldn't cater to that movie. I mean, like, they should just, let's just forget about that movie.
And then, like, I didn't like Cheetah's story was very, like,
empty.
Yeah. And then, like, what were we supposed to know? I get that she's, I guess we're supposed to know that she's so like lonely. She has no friends. That she's friends with a homeless man.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that's what we're supposed to get from that.
But that's insane. But not only that. Okay, think.
There's
about
other it. Ways you can do that.
Like you said before, is lazy writing. They're basically copying. Remember Catwoman from Batman?
Yeah.
You know, same thing. She's dorky. She's clumsy. She's you know, and then she falls. She turns into Catwoman. Now she's sexy and all that stuff. You know, you remember the old Batman, the one with the penguin.
The movie.
Yeah, the movie Batman.
I didn't see that one.
You have to see them. But you see, it's the same, almost the exact same storyline. Corny girl, you know, like a outcast, unpopular. And all of a sudden becomes popular when she becomes a Catwoman. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if you saw also from the same Batman universe, you know, the same old movies.
Yeah.
The Riddler from... Mm-hmm. You know, Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Dorky, unpopular, all.
And this was clumsy. Okay. This was okay back then, but just like, there's no depth into this Cheetah. There was no mm-hmm. depth in any of the characters, to be honest.
You know, that's the thing. I expected more, especially from Cheetah, to be powerful, to be her own person. You know, to be powerful on her own right, on her own way.
Yeah.
You know, not to be through Wish. Though then it's taken away, and then she goes back to being the...
I guess,
because now she's the same person. Mm-hmm. I mean, how she's going to get her power back?
And I think there's rumors she's returning.
I mean, how?
Exactly. I don't know.
You know.
And what was with the high heels? They focus so much on the heels.
I guess that if you are unpopular, you can use high heels. But if you're popular, then you can use high heels. I mean, that doesn't, you know, that didn't seem right.
Yeah,
you know?
It did not translate. It didn't translate, really.
And, okay, she wants to be more like Diana. You know, she wants to be Diana. She wants to be like Diana.
Mm-hmm.
How does that change her body? All of a sudden, the dress.
Yo,
fit.
You mad sexy.
Yeah, for real. What the? You know.
Yo, looking good.
Her body didn't change. Her face didn't change.
She literally only took off her dress.
Exactly. That was it. She only took the skirt off, pulled the shirt down, and now everybody's like, "Oh my god, she's sexy." You know, she's
like she didn't change herself, which is what like I would have expected. She exactly. changed, like, at least her clothes or something.
Exactly, but she basically didn't change anything. Just, well, she got her powers, you know. She got Diana's powers, which she didn't know she was going to get.
And did you hear all the foreshadowing of her turning into Cheetah?
Yes.
There's cats everywhere. She's going rawr.
Exactly. You know, that's when she says she wants to be number one. She wants to be...
I want to be sexy.
Apex predator.
Yeah, the apex predator.
You know.
You know what? I want to be a cheetah. I don't know why. Just make me a cheetah.
Why not a lion? Why not a tiger? Why not a...
A bear.
You know, a spider, you know? A snake or something.
And you know what? I was kind of getting like lesbian vibes when they were like talking.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I felt like Cheetah was like going goo goo for Diana.
Well, anybody would, but I stay for Gal Gadot. I mean, come on. I mean, she's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, but
they both are. But I choose Gal Gadot.
And Linda Carter for Garrett. You know,
she still looks pretty good at her
she's
age.
She's 69.
Yeah.
and she is gorgeous.
Yeah.
You know, she was a beauty pageant winner and everything back in the days. I mean, she's gorgeous.
And then let's talk about the quote-unquote main bad guy, which I...
I didn't like that either. It was lazy.
Yeah, so we see a very poor background story to this character. Like, very poor. The kid has, like, out of the whole movie, maybe like 5 lines. His kid that we see only has 5 lines.
We don't see the mom.
We don't see no background of why, like, why do you love this kid? Why are we supposed to care about this kid? You don't give no story behind your life. Except you're oil man, you want to be the best oil man.
Like, he's insane with that, you know? But still, I mean, okay, we don't see his mom, the boy's mom, Alistair.
Alistair's mom.
And I remember the name because he shouts it like 300 times. You know, Alistair. It's just in the final act. All I can remember is the word Alistair.
Bro, don't even get started with the final act.
You know, and he running, you know, running to each other, Alistair.
And bro, he's running, bro. Alistair. We're supposed to care about Alistair. He only showed up for 5 minutes in the beginning.
Yeah, he was a moving, part, okay. But that's just manipulation, you know. That's just...
there was no context.
Exactly. It's just a father and a son, of course. Yeah. That's going to get you a little emotional. But, I mean, you're like...
Why do you want to be the best? Like, give us something. There was no, like, this happened in my life, I want to change, nothing. Just, I want to be number one. Exactly. And I want to show my son that I want to be number one.
Yeah, like he's doing it for him. But then also we see that it's not for him. Mm-hmm. Because he says he's doing it for his son. But then he actually confesses, because we saw the flashback, you know, that he was like mistreated when he was a kid too. And he grew up poor and all that stuff. So he actually is doing it for himself.
Yeah.
You know, because he feels that he deserves, you know, he deserves all this. You know, so he wasn't doing it for the kid. He was doing it for himself. And
there was very, like, they could have gone the route, I don't want that for my son. There was no context from that. Just the background story and then, oh, care now. You should care. You gotta care. We're almost done with the movie.
Exactly. I mean, they really didn't do much, you know, with the kid. They could have done something else. And him, you know, once he got the powers and everything, they really didn't explain too much about the, you know, about how he... Okay, what type of wish is to become the stone?
Bro, I was gonna bring that up. I totally forgot.
Because I thought he was, you know, gonna turn into a stone.
Or like yo, that's what I was thinking when he was like turning red and everything, like he was getting sick. Like that, it's like logical that, like, okay, you're gonna turn into a stone. But
that's, it didn't make any sense. What type of wish is that?
Yes, he could have literally asked for to be number one, the like the best salesman or whatever he wanted to be, the oil man. He could have asked for that. I want to become the stone.
And then hide the stone, you know, like, make that wish and hide it, you know?
Bro. No, but you can only get one wish, remember?
No, so nobody else can wish anymore, because if everybody gets their own wish, chaos happens. You know, like, what happened? You know?
It's like the Bruce Almighty stuff. The Bruce Almighty vibes.
Yeah, exactly.
Where everybody got their wish and everything, and then... Everybody's like looting and everything.
Every team, baseball team wins. Everybody is. There's nobody loses. You know, so it's crazy. But I mean, that didn't make any sense. Him wishing for that. You know, that was lazy for him to become like a genie. You know, and then have that. That he wants to have more. You know,
like back to the. Like Diana's story, Wonder Woman's story, she wished for her boy toy to come back, and then, but why? why was it a different man? Like, why was...
Exactly. Why did he have to turn another person
poor guy.
Into...
the poor guy.
Yeah. Exactly. And how about his wish? I mean, like... I mean, come on. I mean... you wake up all of a sudden, you're somebody else.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I mean, I would understand if he came out of nowhere.
Yeah, or like bring him back in a physical form. There was no reason for him to embody someone else.
Exactly. Look, when the Arab guy, the Egyptian guy, wished for his land and stuff like that, mm-hmm. a whole wall appeared, you know, dividing the whole country.
Yeah.
When the president asked for more nukes, nukes appeared out of nowhere. You know, and what, a person can't appear from out of nowhere?
Oh my God.
You know, why he had to turn, you know, and then we have to see the guy, and then when everybody sees the other guy, but poor only dude. Diana sees him. Which that doesn't, I mean.
And he's happy, he's fine. Like, nothing happened. I didn't, like, lose the count of a week or anything.
Exactly.
Nobody's looking for me.
Yeah.
There was no,
Angela, that's true.
That and there was no story. Like, Diana was never even thinking about that poor man. Not even, like, oh, maybe I should bring him up. I should forget about this wish. Because, apparently you can retract your wish now.
Yes. You have to, retracted, but what if the guy had a girlfriend?
Exactly.
A family.
Exactly.
And friends. And
she was not even thinking about it. She wasn't even bringing it up. It was about her. It was just about her.
That's a big hole in the writing.
Yeah.
You know, because unless nobody liked him and he was completely, even his job, wouldn't his job call him? He's like, where you at? It's been a week. You haven't shown up.
But
we see you on the TV.
Instead, we just see him happy next to Wonder Woman wearing the clothes that she picked out for him. And, hey, look, I just found these clothes and my friends like it. But the friends don't, I guess, they didn't check on him for the whole week.
Well, the acting was good, though, from Chris mm-hmm. Pine. That
yeah.
was good. You know, like mm-hmm. he was in a time that he's not supposed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, so impressed. So his acting was pretty good and everything, but him appearing, that's the messed up part.
Yeah, and I think the trash can part was a little too much, though, for
Come
my
on,
taste.
Larry.
Oh my God, what is that?
I could go.
What's
you
that?
Could go to Africa and know a trash can when you see it.
Oh my God, what's that? Oh, that's just the trash can.
I mean, that was, but yeah, but still they're trying to make it seem like.
Well, we're just being picky. I'm just being picky about that part.
No, but it is true because, I mean, they're exaggerating in some things.
Yeah.
It's like super, super lazy.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really try. All the actors were excellent. All the actors.
Well, one of the screen writers was from, was a producer in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but the new one, so.
I don't know. I think maybe he thought he was doing a.
And then the next producer, the other writer was a writer from a producer from. The notable one is Ice Age, Continental Drift.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah, but that's a cartoon.
Exactly, and aren't you like supposed to find the best fitting exactly. writer for what you're doing? Not just some random dude.
It was too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Too crazy. The writing. I mean, if you. This is nothing. Nothing compared to the original Wonder Woman. The one that came, you know, the first one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
The first one was way better.
That was, like, historic, the
mm-hmm.
first one. This is, like. Oh my God! This is
it was
this is
not.
Like,
it wasn't even the same writers. They could have literally used the same writers.
Exactly. It's like comparing the Batman, the Dark Knight Rises,
mm-hmm.
with Batman Forever. You know.
You can't compare. You can't.
Exactly. That's how it is. Batman. You know, the Dark Knight Rises. This is like the first movie that came out, and Batman Forever is this movie, that is is so. Kiddish, you know, Maybe for kids. Yeah, maybe, you know.
Will the kids even get into this movie? I'd say it's boring. It would be so boring. If I was a kid, I would not be watching this.
When she saved those kids from the road. Come on, that was really, really bad CGI. And you're going to tell me that road is so clean in the middle of the desert. That road made no sense.
Yo, and very little fight scenes. Mm-hmm. That was the boring part. This is a superhero movie.
Yes, and there was what? Two?
Yeah.
That's it, the one in the museum.
Literally two. The what part? The
museum, the
desert. And then we had the burglary, which that doesn't even count. And then we have
that doesn't count.
Cheetah.
Even the desert.
The cheetah final boss battle, that's it.
Even the desert one wasn't really that, you know, she was more like, it's more acrobatic than fighting.
There was no fighting. Just the cheetah base, and not even,
you know, the one in the White House. Mm-hmm. That was one. That's a fight, mm-hmm. but really wasn't really a fight. And the really, you know, the real good fight was the cheetah one in the end, and that's it.
Yeah, very very minimal.
Yeah, we don't see really the Wonder Woman that we should see.
I feel like they were focusing more on the oil man than Wonder Woman.
Yeah. They were trying to develop him.
But not at like not at all at the same time. Cause like we didn't see nothing. All he was doing was trying to get more powerful.
Exactly.
There was no background story whatsoever throughout, like just that flashback that he was being mistreated.
Yeah, that's the only thing
we got.
That 5-second flashback. And that's all we got, you know. But still, I mean, the movie itself, come on.
I'm still trying to get through, like, he wished to be the stone. That's the last thing in my mind that I would be wishing for.
Yeah, it's like I want to be the genie, you know, and be trapped in a bottle, you know.
My God.
I mean, come on. Who
and then there's
that?
So many wishes that he's getting, like, he's, like, getting sick.
Exactly, because the more wishes he gets, the more, I guess, that God or something that...
And then, and then somehow, everybody can just make a wish. Everybody. Through a satellite. Somehow. There's no explanation why.
Because you're being touched
initially,
by
yes, you're waves. Supposed to be touched. You're supposed to be physically touched, but somehow, hey, everybody can make a wish now.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro.
That didn't make any sense. Just because the president said that, you know, like symbolically, you are being touched by waves or radio waves or something.
My God.
You know, they're being touched? You know, that's gonna work. Like, how do you even know that works?
And conveniently, all that stuff was in the office. The satellite. The satellite work.
Exactly.
Hey, what's this? We're just some satellite that we can broadcast the whole world to. He could have literally just been like, he could have thought of it himself with this writing. He just could have just, hey, do you guys have like a satellite or something? Or like, yeah, I'll show you over here. Hey, it's right here in the room.
Yeah, because if any other human being would have turned around and saw those things, they'll be like, oh, cool drawings, and keep on going.
Exactly.
You know, how did he know? This is not a time that this was, everybody knew about those satellites and stuff like that. He was an oil man. He wasn't a technical guy.
I was laughing at the final boss battle, if you want to call it that, which is, there was no fight. He was floating, right?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, because at this point, I'm just like, reviewing the movie, and I'm watching it with my sister, and I'm like, what's going on? Why is there so much wind? And then she's like, remember, all the wishes, there's wind with every wish. Bro.
So multiply that by thousands of wishes, that's a tornado.
It's windy.
Right there.
It's very windy. It's very windy. That's we see no boss battle. There is no fighting in the end. So anticlimactic.
You know, and all of a sudden, you can actually communicate with everybody through the last
one. Yo, so confused. I guess with that, they wanted to make it sense that, oh, hey, like, she can communicate somehow with the lasso.
Yeah, you can. Exactly, like you can show somebody's the past. You can show, you know, other things.
Why not talk through?
Exactly, but okay. What I don't get, okay, let's say she with the lasso, she was communicating through Max Lord to everybody. How did she get to for everybody at the same time to renounce their wish?
And how was he talking to everybody?
Exactly. The camera was off. It wasn't even
through the TV. Yeah.
The camera was off. I mean, she broke the camera.
God. It makes less sense now.
And everybody did like I don't know if you remember the in Dragon Ball Z, the Goku, when she when he's asking for all the powers from everybody on Earth. I mean, everybody's raising their hands at the same time to give them. You know, basically, she's communicating with everybody, and everybody is renouncing their wish. I would have understood better if she would have killed Max Lord, because you had to.
That's what I thought they were gonna do. Just kill him,
or make him through some way, make him, you know, give back the power and let the stone come back again. Like, in other words, you know, like, renounce being the stone, and the stone, it comes back, and then destroy the stone, you know, so...
Or like, he dies somehow.
Exactly.
Like, with it not being her fault.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't see the last thing with Alistair. We wouldn't see that touching moment of him running through the streets.
The moving moment, the Oscar-winning moment.
Alistair! I see myself.
Wait, how did he find him?
That's, I don't get it. And he happened to be in the bush, you know, in the...
Hiding in the bush.
You know, and the thing is that we see him in the movie going through highways. We literally see the kid running away, going through highway. He's literally in a highway, in a high-rise highway. And he... And
no danger.
No danger. And Max Lord lands on a field. He starts screaming in the field. And the kid happens to come out of the bushes.
Conveniently.
Of the trees.
Yeah, he just conveniently right there next to the...
You know. Is it so lazy? Oh my goodness. This is like... I don't know. There would have been so much potential with this movie. You know, I was excited.
There would have been.
I was excited that, you know, that it was a 1984 edition.
Yeah, and they could have used Cheetah way more. Somehow, like, used her better, way better.
As the real villain.
I can think of a million things of what to do with that character.
They could have made her the main villain, and Max Lord the secondary.
Mm-hmm. That would have made sense.
You know, as that, in other words, that she's using Max Lord's wealth or something to get to Diana, you know, or something like that, you know.
Jeez.
But everybody wanted to see that fight. That was
you know what was random? Later on it was explained, but like early on is like, what's going on? Some random dude calls Cheetah sexy, and that was her breaking point.
Mm-hmm. For real,
I want attention, but don't call me sexy.
Like the the drunk guy that was battling her.
Yeah.
She beat him up to almost
beat the crap out of her.
Yeah.
And we're like, we're just supposed to okay, that's fine. There was no kind there. It didn't tell us what was going on.
Well, basically, what she was giving up was her
humanity,
exactly.
But that wasn't explained yet.
Exactly,
that wasn't. Even, we're just hey, okay.
Well, Diana did explain and said, "What are you giving up? You know, your sweetness, your you know."
Yeah.
You know.
I thought that was after.
That was after.
That was before.
Yeah. No, that was when she.
Yeah, that's
when
that's what I was thinking. Like.
That's when she came into the
White
House.
I guess we were supposed to understand. Something's not right.
Yeah, after, you know.
Instead, it was just so random.
No, it didn't make much sense.
Mm-mm.
And the CGI could have used. Okay, even that.
Cheetah CGI was pretty
bad.
Bad. Yes.
And that's why they put it into a dark scene. Most likely they put it in a dark scene to mask the CGI, which this is it's a known trick that CGI works better on dark scenes because they can hide the mistakes. So most likely that's why all of a sudden became dark.
Like all of Batman vs. Superman.
Exactly. You know, and if you notice, most CGI intense is filmed on dark, you know, because it hides mistakes.
Yeah, I see it now.
Maybe that's, you know, and it was a little too dark. I mean, you wanted to see more fighting, more aggressiveness. I wanted to see Wonder Woman to the point that she's almost collapsing of being tired of fighting with Cheetah. You know, like she, and then all of a sudden regain her strength and beat her.
Just felt, you know, effortless.
Exactly. It was, you know, because her wish was supposed
just
to be
a stepping stone.
Yeah, because in the, if I'm not mistaken, in the comics, the Cheetah is her ultimate enemy. You know, they are mortal enemies. You know, so they're almost as equals. You know. But in this,
they totally, you know, the character was very so watered down. Everything, just the story wise, everything was just of the characters, especially the story. Everything, which is the writing, is I don't know. And someone greenlit this, so
exactly. But I think it was just looking for money.
Oh, Wonder Woman 3 has already been confirmed.
I hope they don't make the same mistake, because they are getting so much backlash from in YouTube, in the Instagram, on Twitter. There's so much backlash against this movie now.
Yeah,
and it was a good thing that they put it on HBO Max, because if I would have gone to the theater and paid $20-something plus another $20 over expensive popcorn and stuff, and then watched this movie, I would have been upset. I would have won my money back.
No boss battle at all. I was waiting for something. Well, after Cheetah, I'm like, wow, I guess that was it.
No boss battle, like you said, you know, something huge that she had to overcome. She only had to overcome the wish.
Yeah.
That's it.
And she was just sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
The final boss battle.
Yeah, she was just laying down. She wasn't even sitting. She was laying down.
She wasn't even trying.
She was just chilling, relaxing with the lasso wrapped around the guy's feet.
She said little to no words.
You know,
she says some words and that's it.
Yeah. But another thing that I don't get is the ending. Okay, fine. Everything got back together. Everything came back to normality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Max Lord, did he get arrested? I mean, he almost destroyed the planet.
Oh my god, I totally forgot.
He almost destroyed the planet.
And then what happened to the other dude that wished for the land to be his?
Exactly.
Nothing.
We just see the wall collapsing. And
no punishment.
And so many other things. And no, like, okay, Max Lord.
Everything's back to normal. It's all blue skies.
Yeah, and you
see, it's Christmas all of a sudden.
You see the okay, now think about this also. They launched missiles, right?
Yeah.
They launched the nuclear missiles. Like,
where did it go?
Okay, half of them were because of the wish, but the other half were not. You know. So if you're gonna take back your wish, okay, I understand that the ones that were wished to appear
will go away,
but those who were there already, they should stay.
But what was so weird is that also, like, the timing of the end. So it was summer. I think it was summer, right?
Yeah, it was
that
summer.
This was taking place, and then the ending. It's Christmas now, and this is taking place at least a few days after.
Exactly.
And because we see the body that that Chris Pine's character was taking, wearing the clothes. So it should have been a few days, but it's Christmas now?
Yeah, and it's snowing, and, you know, and somebody threw a snowball to her back, and she's like, "Oh, that's fine." This guy, this Gal Gadot, Wonder Woman, gives a compliment to this guy that used to be, you know, and he just—he's
fine.
He's like, dude, if a girl tells that to me, you know, like, "You're looking good and everything," I'll be like, "Oh, you want to get some coffee? Or you want to..."
That's what I was waiting for. I was literally...
She just walked.
He walked. Because she was looking at him also like, yo, like, I want to date you.
For real, like, you know, like, I'll be like, "Hey, you want to grab a cup, you know, a coffee, or you want
to..." Yeah. I was literally saying that to my sister while I was watching it. I was like, they're going to ask for a cup of coffee. They're going to be like, "Hey, you want a cup of coffee?" But
it would be a cliche, because that's like, you know...
But at least it makes sense.
It would make sense. He just walked like he doesn't care, you know.
And like, no dates were not accounted for.
Yeah, he doesn't, you know, he's like,
just another day.
I slept for 2 months or 3 months, you know, it's fine. My whole house is all different now.
Oh my God. Isn't there clothes everywhere?
Exactly, it's like...
There's clothes everywhere.
There's so many holes in the story. So many holes in the story. And
this all wouldn't have happened if the oil man just wished for his company to be successful.
Exactly. That's all he had to do.
A simple wish. A simple wish that any normal man would have wished.
Exactly, but no. And the other thing,
I want to be this stone.
How did he know about the stone?
Yeah, because in the beginning, we're just... Okay, he's looking at the stone when he was flirting with Cheetah. He's, like, giving a smirk. Like, we're supposed to know that he knows what that stone is.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, it's just nonchalantly explained. In his office, there's a whole bunch of paperwork of that stone.
Exactly, but, okay, if you are working with...
You could have done that before. Or him, before that... Him looking for what the stone, him doing research, anything.
I wouldn't even have started my business until I found that stone. I wouldn't have done anything until I found that stone. And still, you know, like that guy was saying that he had that book that for some reason Diana can read, you know, that with the Mayan language.
Latin.
You know, no, the Mayan language, the one, the big book. Oh. That had the history of their people that, you know, that they couldn't, that the only two ways to destroy the stone is either to destroy the stone or to renounce all the wishes, which the people couldn't do both. That's why everything was destroyed.
That's why it would have made sense to just destroy the stone.
How this Max Lord knew about that particular stone? How did he get in contact? Who told them? Who told Max Lord that this
existed? Where did he even start? I understand,
because it doesn't make any sense. I would understand that he was an archaeologist and he came across some writings about it and everything, and then all of a sudden, okay, he was like in search for it. He knew that it existed, and he has drawings. From where does he have drawings? Where did he get those drawings?
Where did he even find that information?
Exactly, because it's supposedly every civilization that encountered it was destroyed, every single one of them.
The fake ones,
exactly, too. Including the Mayan one from this guy's the one who was explaining. You know, he was basically the only survivor. You know, like his family was the only survivor of it, and everything. Where is the notes for it? Where is, you know? So it's a little crazy. Too many holes. Too many holes. Too many.
So to bring it in a positive note, what was your top three at least moments? I have two at least.
Top three.
Oh, so let's explain the end credits, and then we can do that. And then so in the end credit we see Linda Carter.
As the
We find out she's the original golden armor lady. Yeah.
The one that saved, sacrificed herself.
Yeah.
For the...
I think that was the only good part of this whole movie.
To be honest, yes. I got chills when that happened, and I didn't get not one chill out of anything else except that. And she's still so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
But what was your favorite stuff? Anything?
Your favorite? Favorite would be...
Your best?
I would say in the beginning, the mall scene. Mm-hmm. When they were, because it's just the beginning, and you know she's doing those acrobatics.
Everything's fine.
Everything, you know, you're flying. Everything's cool, and everything, things they make sense. But honestly, there's really not much. The only thing that I could say, which doesn't really make that much sense either, is that she turned the plane invisible.
Oh yeah, it didn't make any sense. Somehow she has powers to turn something invisible.
Yeah, and supposedly she didn't know how to really do it. She only did it to a cup before. And now she's able to do it to a whole plane.
A whole plane. A whole jet.
And wouldn't the inside of the plane be invisible too? Why only the outside became invisible?
Because in the comic books, it's just the plane that
only becomes the
invisible. Yeah.
But still, but if... In the inside, is it? It is visible.
Oh, the inside too. Yeah, I understand. I understand what you're saying.
Because then you would be able to see it from outside too.
I guess it would have looked weird. Or maybe...
Yeah, it would be.
I don't know.
I mean...
it would look weird.
Because it wasn't a cloaking device. She was actually mm-hmm. turning invisible something.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I'm saying, that it doesn't make sense. Yeah, I understand. If she was... She would say that, you know, she has a power to cloak... You know, to make, you know, everybody see it invisible. Okay, fine.
That was a little exciting
because the flying thing.
I was going to say, that was literally what I was going to say. The only other thing that was of note that I really liked.
And she learning to fly was not too much of my taste, you know, of she being able to use the whip to launch herself up into the sky. And literally fly like Superman, you know. Even do,
she didn't need that.
Even do the hand movement, like she's literally flying, which doesn't make sense, because if you're being, you know, wouldn't you just be? Doesn't make sense. Mm-hmm. It doesn't make sense because you're still gonna fall. You know, physics, gravity. You know, it doesn't. So basically, honestly, I don't see that many parts that I could say that there were.
Literally, just the Linda Carter stuff and the plane.
And the plane, which was exciting. Which but was a little too long. Don't you think?
Yeah.
That thing with the and fireworks? Too long.
Right. They were flying right through on top of the fireworks, and somehow there was nothing happened.
Nothing happened. And that was too long, though. That's particular scene...
Yeah.
It was dragging. It was like making mm-hmm. up time.
And like if you have the power to turn things invisible, once you would use it more, I think.
Yeah. And also by that time she should have been losing all her powers already.
Oh, right.
You know. Because that's.
And somehow she lost her powers slowly and not all of a sudden. All at once,
which that doesn't even make sense either. Because everybody else, you know...
They lost whatever they had.
Immediately.
Like that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so...
So, what would you rate the movie?
To be honest, I would rate it a 6. Because I've seen worse.
Yeah.
Only because I've seen worse. I would rate it a 6 because also the actors, they did a great job mm-hmm. with what they had.
With what they had, yeah.
So I would give them a 6 because they did a great performance. Everything was good. Just the writing. The negative part, the 4 negative points goes towards mm-hmm. the writers and people who produced this.
I think it was pretty bad. I'd give it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I mean,
it's... Because it's not even... I'd watch it a couple times, not even like without my whole lifespan.
I won't watch it again. I am not watching it again. That's because there is no point to watch it again.
No, there isn't.
You know.
Because it's not going to progress in the next movie.
Not at all.
You can really ignore this movie and nothing will change. Nothing.
Exactly. I mean, but...
There was no, like... there's no reason for another trilogy, the third movie. There's no, she's gonna change after this movie. No, she's the same.
Exactly. The movie itself, the writing, they didn't go too political. They didn't go feminist. At least. They didn't go, which I appreciate. Which to me, I'm happy that they did that. That they did not do that.
Because they're pretty pro-feminist.
Yeah, so. But even then, they didn't throw it in your face.
Yeah, they didn't. Yeah, at least.
Which is, I appreciate that. You know, it wasn't blown out of proportion. That's one point out of the six goes for that. For that thing, you know, maybe that's why it's six, not five.
That's why, yeah.
You know, but come on, I mean, let's see. Hopefully, yeah. They learn from this, and you know.
I don't know. Yeah, hopefully they do better. Because you know the Rotten Tomatoes is 70 something.
But it went down. I heard that it went down.
Let me check.
I think it started like 90, 80, and then it went down to 70, 60. But
77 is still pretty high.
It's too high for it.
Yeah.
What is the audience?
Let's see. It changed. The critics is 61. Audience is 73.
The audience is 73. There's something wrong.
Yeah. There's a low standard, I guess, for this year, I guess.
Yeah, I guess everybody's so bored staying at home that they
don't watch anything.
Exactly, they you know, but well, to be honest, I do not trust Rotten Tomatoes anymore. Mm-hmm. I do not trust them because they are in the pocket of the companies.
Anybody?
Yeah, because they need to play ball with them to. So you see
it's favoritism.
There were some movies that they rated, you know, the critics. Is like 90 something, but the audience is like zero. It's like, how can it be such a difference? Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But that's
another topic we'll talk about soon.
Yeah.
But
that's why we need more people like you making shows like this, telling the truth
until I get paid. Yeah. Until I get paid by a big
multi-million company.
Yeah.
And they tell you
a conglomerate.
Talk nice about this movie. But to be honest, if somebody came to me and told me, here's money, talk good about Wonder Woman 1984, I would have a hard time doing it because what can I say?
It's money.
Yeah, and no.
And they're not just going to give any type of money.
No, and I'm saying, like, what good can I say? I would have a hard time actually...
accepting it.
Like, I would really have to lie. Like, completely make up a story, you know. and the audience would be like, he's not making any sense.
I'm just going to be like, the actors are great. The actors are great, you know.
Yeah, go see the movie. It's a good movie, and, you know.
You know, Gal Gadot, she's great.
Yeah, she's great, and good actors, you know. Yeah. The movie's there, you know. It's part of the...
it's there.
The movie's there, you know. There's nothing else showing right now, so... you know, go see it, you know. That would be the only thing.
Yeah.
You know.
But, I guess that's it for today. Like I said, initially we were going to do two reviews, but... obviously, it's better to just do this one.
This is too much.
We literally took an hour reviewing this one.
Yeah, because there's too much to talk about, and there was still much more than we could have spoken.
I think this is my top three favorite episode that we've done.
Yes,
I've actually had fun.
Yeah, it was good.
So
well, we got Tenet next time.
Yeah.
So,
thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for watching. If I put this on YouTube, make sure to like, share, subscribe on YouTube, The Kingpin of Pop Culture. Make sure to follow us on Twitter, Instagram. And, Happy New Year, guys. And we'll talk to you next week. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys. Happy New Year.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, buddy. Bye, buddy.